Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right.
In
Praise the Lord, saints. Whoa, it's just so good to be in service one more time. And I just want to welcome everyone to Let Your Light Shine, where Bishop Emmanuel Taylor Jr. brings church to you in the comfort of your home. The word is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. And the word speaks, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So we're speaking of forgiveness today, no matter what the situation is. Just get rid of the resentment and forgive on today. I have a few announcements before Bishop Taylor come on. One of the announcements is we have two, let me take that back, Praises of Emmanuel Ministries have two celebrations. One is June the 28th, 2015, which is the grand opening celebration for Praises of Emmanuel Ministries. You are cordially invited to attend our spiritual healing and deliverance service. Bring a friend. Again, Praises of Emmanuel Ministries is having a grand opening at 19120 Grand River, the corner of Warwick, Detroit, Michigan, 48223, Sunday, June the 28th, 2015, at 12 p.m. Again, your pastor is Bishop Emmanuel M. Taylor. And after the service, we're going to have a very, very good time for this grand opening. And we want each and every one of you to come out. And after the service, we will partake. The next celebration, you are invited to our banquet luncheon. Some of you have received invitations. And if you have not, make sure you call us and we will make sure you receive one. We are honoring Praises of Emmanuel Ministries, Sunday, August the 30th, 2015, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the St. Regis Hotel, 3071 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan, 48202. If you have any questions, please dial 810-960-960. We would love for everyone to be reserved by June the 30th. Your registration fee is $50. We need you to send in your $50 so we can pay for the hall. You can PayPal us at pormhs@gmail.com, or you can mail it to Bishop Emmanuel M. Taylor Jr., P.O. Box 85033, Westland, Michigan, 48185. And saints, we are serving the Lord, and we are helping the communities, and we need to bring forth God's word. We need to let people know about Jesus Christ. We need, some people don't even know he died for us. We need to let them know this. So we asking for you to please send in your $50, and we asking for you to show up at the grand opening celebration on June the 28th. May God bless each and every one of us and keep us covered in his blood. We thank the Heavenly Father, our brother Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to allow us to live one more day. God bless.
God bless. God bless. Thank you, Missionary Taylor. Amen, for the welcoming as well as, amen, the very appropriate address on our, I'm sorry, I'm just feeling good this afternoon. I'm filled with the Spirit. I feel that there's some great things getting ready to happen, but that is our announcements that were made. Amen. And these announcements are very, very important, because it involves our ministry. Amen. You know, when we know that someone, amen, is coming from out of town, amen, and it can be a sports figure, it can be, amen, a actor or what we call someone who is renowned in the entertainment business. I mean, everybody talk about, are you going? Yeah, I'll be there. And those lines are long, amen. People prepare themselves and to buy those tickets to get a chance to hear, amen, those people who are famous. Well, Praises of Emmanuel Ministries is also just as powerful or even more than all the others that you hear about. Amen? And if we don't feel, amen, that way about our own, hallelujah, well, that's a shame for us. Amen? Amen. But I have another announcement to make as well that I want to add unto the announcement that Missionary Taylor had made. Well, shortly, just to let you know that our ministry is growing by leaps and bounds. And what I mean by that is that I met an evangelist from all the way across the sea, all the way across the other side of the world, from Pakistan. Amen. I can't pronounce his name correctly. Evangelist Majim. And he's a Pakistanian. And he found me on our Let Your Light Shine face, amen. And he contacted me and he wanted me to start teaching, amen, by Skype. And if some of you know about Skype, amen, it's a way of reaching people all over the world as well. So therefore, our ministries are connected as one. So Praises of Emmanuel Ministries, hallelujah, praise God, amen. We are reaching people all the way across the other side of the world, amen. We prayed for them. I had a chance to teach the Bible study, amen, and he wants me to continue to do that for them. They don't have any Bibles, amen. We will be announcing that, but that is part of our mission that the Lord has led us to help he and his members, amen, the few that are there, to get Bibles. And I let you know that in that part of the world, amen, there it is largely Muslim and Hindus, Hinduism as they call the religion, where the Christianity is a minority in that part of the world. And so because of that, the Christians are under persecution. Amen. And they have to meet in secret in their homes, in each other's homes, amen, in order to avoid being, amen, locked up in jail. But they have a passion, hallelujah. They have a passion for Jesus. They have a zeal for Jesus. They love Jesus. And they'd rather go to jail, amen, serving the Lord, than to be free serving an idol. That's how powerful, amen, that the Church of Christ is, the Kingdom of God is. And so I'm just honored that that we were able to connect and able to pray together, amen. So I want you to pray along with me, amen, and to keep those people over there safe, amen. Now, over here in the United States, we take it for granted because we don't have to hide to go and serve the Lord. We can go freely to our own place of worship without worrying about the church being bombed or set on fire and so forth. See, we can do that. And so we take it for granted. If we don't have a clean suit to wear, if we don't have a nice car to drive, we don't want to catch the bus, amen, we'd rather get, amen, a ride or drive, amen, if our stockings, amen, have a run in it. A lot of us make an excuse that we can't go to church because there's a run in our stockings, amen, amen. And I let you know if our face, if our hair is not right, you know, but like the women call it a bad hair day, they're not going to go to church, amen, because their hair is not right. See, God sees that. And it puts sorrow in his heart to see the attitude that we have, that we can freely worship him, and yet we do not see the value of worshiping the Lord. Well, over there on the other side of the world, they see that value. They will walk miles, amen, just to come, amen, to serve the Lord, to hear the word of God. They will walk miles in the rain and in the mud, hallelujah, just to hear the word of God. How awesome is that? I want you to imagine with me. That is why it's important for us, amen, to not to take this for granted, our radio program that we have, not to take this for granted. When I ask you, amen, to send a dollar, if all you have a dollar to send, amen, we take that for granted and don't send it, amen. But those people over there, and I'm not fussing at you, I'm just telling you like it is, and like some people say, T.I. is, that, you know, just a dollar, if you just send that. We got out of a banquet, and we haven't received anything from that yet, amen. But we don't have to run, amen, hitchhike. We don't have to run in the rain or in the mud, amen. We don't have to hide and be ashamed, amen, to serve the Lord. But those people over there, amen, they love the Lord, amen, and they have a passion to hear the word of God. If only you had seen their faces, amen, when I was preaching, amen, and they couldn't talk English, but the evangelist was able to interpret it, amen, what I was saying in their own language, amen. Now we did receive some from two of our members, amen, and I thank the Lord for them, amen. We did see some from two. I'm not going to name who they are, but I know we received some, but the rest haven't, and we need your help so we can get this haul. I don't want to have to, amen, to cancel it, amen. I don't want to have to do that. We already put in some of the money up as it is, and we can't get it back, amen. So that's how it is. So we're going to push on, aren't we? Yeah, we're going to push on through, and we're going to get this done because it's all about the glory of the Lord, amen. All right. Like I said, I'm not fussing. I just have to get that out, amen, to kind of motivate us, amen. All right. Now, we got our tribute, and I'm going to quickly go over our tribute for today, amen, and then we're going to go into our word. We go into prayer, and we go into our word, amen. I see our own Reverend Shaheed. She's back with us, and I just want to say hello to you, Reverend Shaheed. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop, and to all of the saints on the line tonight. It's indeed a blessing to be with you again, and I'm just very happy. I'm thrilled about your new beginnings again. I think this is 8 years, so that's the year of new beginnings. I can remember a few years ago that you and I were at a church on the east side, and it was an 8 year at that time. And it was an 8 year at that time. We were over on the east side, over there on the east, at a church that Sister Evelyn gave a program over there.
I remember.
And at that time, it was an 8 year. I don't remember which year it was, but it was an 8 year. And now here we have another 8 year. And this is a year of new beginning. Glory to God. And so I'm so glad about your new beginnings.
Thank you.
The new invention and all that you're doing and the new ministry. But God is not limited. You can't put him in a box. He told me that years ago. He woke me up at 5 o'clock in the morning and gave that to me as a sermon. You can't put God in a box. Glory to
That's
God.
That's right.
I didn't know what I was going to preach about that Sunday.
So
you can't limit him, and therefore you can go here, there, and everywhere. And even if you're not there, what did the centurion tell Jesus? You don't have to go and heal my servant. Just send the word. So you're saying the word over there in Pakistan, and we have all these wonderful mechanisms now, communications, ways of communicating long distance and over the waters and everything, Skyping and things of that sort. So that's indeed a blessing, and you can get more just send the word. You go over there, and there's a lot of strife. But you over here, if they just listen, if they have a ways of hearing what you have to say, that's a blessing.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it just humbles my soul to see how God is expanding my territory.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. God will do it, I tell you.
Yes,
I don't know.
Is.
This song came to me as I woke up yesterday, The Old Ship of Zion. Get on board, get on board. I don't know what that meant, but that was what came to me yesterday morning. I woke up singing that in my spirit. It's the old ship of Zion. Get on board, get on board. What is that? And it's carried many a thousand bishops. Well, what is it? I don't know all the words to it now. You remember that old song? It's the old ship of Zion.
I do remember. The old ship of Zion. Yes, I do.
Yes, Lord.
I do remember.
Well, you got people getting on board. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm ready.
Yes, I know.
I'm ready. Okay. Well, I'm going to move forward. Amen.
Amen.
And may the Lord thank you for tuning in, and it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
All
likewise.
Right. Thank you. You're welcome. Praise the Lord. And that's our own Reverend Shaheed. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. She lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. Amen. And so we thank the Lord for Reverend Shaheed. All right. And now what we're doing, we're going to move quickly. We got to get these tributes out the way. Amen. We're going to say hello to 1397. God bless you.
Hi, Bishop Taylor.
Hi, God bless you.
Did you say, who did you say?
1397.
Oh, okay. Hi, Bishop Taylor. This is Susara. I'd like to say hello to I would like to say hello to Sister Taylor and all the saints that's on the line. My man is gone. I'm stuck here listening to what you're saying and all the stuff that's happening and all the blessings that you're getting. My man is just gone. I'm sorry.
That's all right. God bless you.
Yep, and I would like to say the tribute. I found the tribute. It was Joshua. Chapter 10, verse 12, 13, and 14.
That is correct. Amen. God bless
you. Thank
you
so much. And God bless you.
You're truly welcome.
And he's been blessing you. And I'm so proud of you, Bishop. I'm just so proud of it. Oh, I'm just so proud of
you. Well, thank you, my sister. Thank you for your prayers.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Jesus. And now we have also the last four digits in your phone number. If you care to say hello, it's 5205. God bless you. Good evening. All right. I think 5205 is a little busy there. 2324, that's our own Sister Davis. God bless you.
Now I know how I sounded, Bishop Taylor. Hello to you and your beautiful wife, Rita, and all the saints on the line. May God bless you and keep you. And Bishop Taylor, we prayed for you, and I'm so glad that you're feeling wonderful today. And I'm glad that your stomach is better and all of that. So
thank you. I do
we
feel
need
much
you.
Better.
Yeah, we
thank
need
you.
You, and we prayed hard for you. Okay,
thank
now the
you.
Tribute that I found was in Joshua 10, 13. God's instrument was Joshua.
That's right.
He made the sun stand still and the moon sit in the valley. And it
That's
was
right.
Why? It was because the the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies, and it lasted
yes.
for one day.
That's right. All day long, the sun didn't go down. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless
Amen.
You.
Thank you. And we have 2429 from the Golden State of Indiana. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Bishop. This is Evangelist Moore, and I just want
yes,
to say God bless you to you and your beautiful wife and all the saints that are on the line today. And I just want to say welcome back. And
thank you.
I just want to just say God bless you and just thank God for your health. And I'm just so thankful that we got a church. And you hear me say we got a church, you know.
That's
no
right.
No matter what
That's
else.
Right.
Home is still my church home. So I'm just
That's
thanking
right.
God for that. So don't be surprised if you see me pop up in there on the end of this month now. I'm making preparations to try to get there now. Lord,
all right.
Lord,
okay.
The Lord going to make a way for me. But I just want to say
yes,
that
he is.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy. And I just think about when we got our first church home, how we marched to the front door. And I'm just thanking God for you and thanking God for hearing and answering prayers. You know, I've been praying.
Amen.
Even though we didn't have no building, I still say my church home in Detroit, you know. And
yes.
I just thank God for you. And I'm just praying
thank
that
you.
He continues to bless you and to just keep you with this ministry. And I'm putting it out there because I'm really thinking about heading back that way. I'm really thinking about it. So don't be surprised
okay.
if you see me back up in Detroit.
All right. Well, you're welcome.
I'm just gonna let God show me what He wants
That's
me to
right.
do right now. You know, and if
when he tells you, it'll be right.
That's what I'm
yes.
waiting on. So I just want you to continue to keep me lifted up in prayer and just continue to pray that I just keep my peace. You know, I keep praying to God to give me peace. You know,
yes.
I pray for His peace, you know, His
yes.
wisdom and His knowledge. And I was so glad to hear Reverend Shaheen back on the air again. It was so good and just a blessing just to hear her voice again. I just love to hear her when she talks, when she speaks.
Yes.
It's just such
yes.
an inspiration when I listen to her. And I just want to say that the Lord continues to bless her too. And all the other listeners
yes.
on the line, just say God bless all of you. And just continue to pray for me and my family.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist, and God bless you. That's our own Evangelist Moore. Amen. She's coming back to Michigan. Hallelujah. Amen. We have, just for the sake of time, amen, but time sure passes. It's something else how an hour can go by. But we have a few new callers, and I just want to acknowledge you. Amen, to welcome you to Let Your Light Shine, Internet Radio Broadcast. And I'm going to call the last four numbers in your phone number, and you know that it is you that I am acknowledging. If you care to, you can say hello. And that is, the last four numbers are 1708. Good evening. Thank you for dialing in.
Praise God. This is Sandra McClendon. I am glad to be on board. Congratulations and God bless you on your new endeavors. And I just ask that you all continue to pray for me as I continue to recover from an accident that I was in. But God, by the grace of God, I am still here. To God be the glory. I'm glad to be on board and just you're being blessed by your words.
Well, God bless you, sister, and thank you for your testimony. That shows you how God is good. Amen. Did the car get totaled?
Yes, the car was completely totaled out. Everything logically says that I should not be here, but I serve an awesome God. And
he is
author and finisher of my faith.
Yes.
And because of him and because of my faith and trust in him, I am still here.
Oh, thank you. That is, and he's awesome. What an awesome God we serve.
Absolutely.
Amen. What an awesome God we serve. Because God defeats logic every time.
Every
time. You know why? Because it's supernatural. He does supernatural things. He don't operate in the natural. He operates in the supernatural. Hallelujah. And God got work for you to do, my sister. He saved you. That ain't the only time that you came out of the fire. You know, that's
absolutely
not the only time. You have gone through a lot. He has brought you through a lot. He brought you a long ways. He has work for you to do. I don't know if you have a church home, but if not, amen, we want to welcome you to come to our grand opening and just come on in. You are welcome to be part of our spiritual family. If you have a church home, you still can be part of our spiritual family on our radio broadcast. But I want to be able to be a guide for you and to lead you and to teach you how to utilize your gifts, because you are gifted. God has great things in store for you, and it's time for you not to be held back. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And you know, we never talk this, you know, but the Lord is showing me this, you know, because I am his prophet, and he's given me a word for you. Is that it's time for you to move forward, and you have been held back too long now. You understand where I'm coming from, right?
Amen, absolutely.
So it's time to let your light shine. It is that you are a great spirit in God. He has greatness, and great things is going to be done for you. You just need someone to help you to get to that place, you know. It says there's an old Eastern philosopher that says that when the student is ready, that's when the teacher arrives. Amen? And so
Amen. You
are ready. You are ready, and I am here for you. So we're going to stay connected. How did you find out about us?
Actually, I am a part of Sisters on the Move Christ. This is Sandra McClendon from the Silver Lining. I run a women's organization. Yes, the Silver Lining, women supporting women. And so I'm close with Rita Taylor. And I do remember.
I do remember now. Yes. And that accident you had was when you was traveling in Ohio somewhere?
Absolutely, yes. I was on my way from Georgia, and we had the accident in Ohio, correct?
Okay. Well, look at God. You got another car now, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, I see it.
God is awesome. He has truly blessed me. He just continues to bless me. I was blessed anyway. Every day I open my eyes is a blessing, but he is doing some mighty works in my life, and I am forever grateful for those opportunities.
Oh, I am too. Well, I am joyed. I'm just joyful in the Lord for you. And don't forget now, we got work to do, okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Let me pray, saints, and then I'm going to go into our lesson. Those that didn't call, just forgive me. For the sake of time, we want to get the word in. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Dear Lord, you are a deliverer. Hallelujah. You are a healer. Hallelujah. You are a doctor in the sick room. And we recognize that you are a lawyer in the courtroom. We recognize, hallelujah, that you are a friend to the friendless and your shelter for the homeless. You are food for the hungry and your water for the thirsty. You even shade us, dear Lord, and keep us safe from the piercing hot sun, from the scorchiness. Dear Lord, you provide for us. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. How can we not, amen, recognize that you are awesome because of the things that you do for us, that you keep us, dear Lord, safe from seen and unseen danger. Just as my sister said, that by all logic, she was supposed to come out of that accident, that is, her car just wasn't total. It was total. It was crushed, dear Lord, and she could have been crushed in that vehicle. But no, Lord, you sent your mighty angel, hallelujah, to shield her and her body, amen, from destruction. Dear God, you so good. How can, it says in your word, that only a fool would say that there isn't a God. Oh, praise your holy name. So I just praise you, dear Lord, for all the goodness that you are doing for us right now. Hey, Lord, because you are right now, God. And I just thank you. Amen. I thank you for healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. For if we want to be delivered, we can be delivered. If we cry out to you, you will hear our voice. So, Lord, bless each and every one. You know their needs, dear Lord. You know their desires. You know their deepest secrets that is in their hearts that they can't tell anyone, but they can come to you and they can reveal it. And you, hallelujah, would not judge because you're God of love. So I just thank you, dear Lord, for forgiveness, dear Lord. And we all repent together, dear Lord, of our sins. We repent, dear Lord, and we ask you to give us a Christ-like mind, dear Lord, so that the thoughts that we think would be the thoughts that you give us. Hallelujah. And the words that we speak would be the words that you speak through us. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahshua, in the name of Jehovah Jireh, in the name of Elohim, in the name of I Am That I Am, dear Lord, we speak right now and we thank you. And that is amen. It is so. Oh, my God. Woo. Saints, I'm just in the spirit tonight, and I'm higher than a cloud, amen. And it's not by drink, amen, but it's by the spirit, because it said in the word, it said, be not drunk, amen, by wine, but be drunk in the spirit of the Lord. And I'm just drunk in the spirit of the Lord, and that's a healthy high, because I'm higher, amen, than the mountains right now. Hallelujah. And I'm just telling you what is going on in my soul. Somebody is shouting right now. Amen. I can hear you in my spirit. You just cannot stop shouting. Amen. And I hear you. Amen. Because you're rejoicing with me and you feel my spirit. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Let me talk about Ephesians right quick. Amen. And I was studying this earlier this evening, and it's important, amen, that we realize that we are children of the light, amen, not of darkness, but of the light. For those in the darkness cannot see, amen, and they are confounded and confused, amen. Those who live in the dark, hallelujah, amen, stumble, amen. And they don't know which way to go, but they act like, amen, that they are enjoying themselves, amen, because they are under a curse, amen. And so, therefore, most of that curse that they're under is a confused mind, amen. But let me tell you what the book of Ephesians in the 4th chapter, 17th verse says about that. It says this. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do and the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the light of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continuous lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. I'm going to say that again. To put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitudes of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen. I'll say that again. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfulness to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. And in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. See, that's important. Do not give the devil a foothold, because once you give him a foothold, he's going to take over. Amen? Because of being confused. When our mind is in darkness, we give the devil a foothold. Now, you know the old saying that you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. That's how the devil is. If you give him 1 inch, he'll take a mile. If you crack that door open, just a little crack, he will come in and find a way to come on in into your heart, into your mind, and take over. And you will no longer, amen, be a child of the light, but you'll be a child of the dark. Amen? You'll be a child of the darkness. And when a person is in the darkness, they desire the things that those in the darkness do. Amen? They would indulge in dark things. They would speak dark conversation. They would listen to dark communication. Hallelujah. They would imagine dark thoughts. They would eat food that is darkened. Amen? Or that is to the idols. Amen? Amen, 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 amen. That I'll tell you this, the things that the people in the darkness do, they act like they're having a great time. Amen. The music is loud, but the place is dark. It is so loud that you can't even hear yourself talking. Amen. And they're confused, and they can't even, they're like vampires that wander around at night and sleep in the day. And as soon as the sun comes out, amen, it hurts them, amen, because the sun is the light, hallelujah. But the children of the dark cannot stand the light, amen, because the light pierces them. The light informs them, and what you do in the dark will come out in the light. So therefore, the truth is the light, hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the light, I am the truth. I am the way. But those in the darkness do not know the way. Those in the darkness do not recognize the truth when it is told, because their mind has been darkened and deceived, and they are heading towards destruction. It says in the Word of God, amen, that those who walk the wide road that leads to destruction, but we must walk the narrow road that leads to life. For only a few will find it. Hallelujah. So there are many who have fallen by the wayside. There are many and many and many who have made up their minds. Amen. Their minds have been darkened and drunken. Amen. With the ways of the world, until God has just given them up. Amen. To a reprobated mind. When God turns his back on you and just gives you up with a reprobated mind, you are at a point of no return. to turn those people over, amen, to the Satan himself. And Satan, what is his ways? All he wants to do is to destroy us. Amen. He is a thief, and he will destroy us, and he will kill us. And that is his desire. So those who, amen, avoided to hear the word, that God even tried to bring them into remission, into salvation, and they turned their back on God, so God turned his back on them. Yes, God would turn his back on one, amen, who was stubborn and who was hard-headed, amen. He would turn his back on you and just let the devil whip you. He'll let the devil do whatever he wants to do to you, amen, to the point that there is no return. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my people. Lord, have mercy on those, amen, who is at a point of no return, amen. And people like that, amen, you can't help them any longer, amen. It only takes the power of the Lord himself. His hand have to reach out and down into that darkness and save that person. That is why there are some who are delivered out of that darkness, but it's by the hand of God himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there are many who are not going to be delivered. That is a fact. Amen. Even our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, when he walked this earth, hallelujah, there were some that he did not save because they did not want to be saved. Hallelujah. And he could not save everybody. And hallelujah. Although, amen, he could have, but he would not force himself into anybody's life. You have to open up the door in order for Jesus to come in into your heart. I tell everyone under the sound of my voice, do not be deceived by the wiles of the devil. Do not be deceived, amen, hallelujah. Do not listen, amen, to the trickery of the devil. Just because everyone says it's popular, that doesn't make it right. Remember what our parents used to tell us, hallelujah. Just because everybody else do it, that don't mean you have to do it too. And the Lord is telling us the same thing. Just because you see everybody else doing it and doing wrong, that don't mean that you have to do wrong because it is popular to do. Because the things that are popular is not actually true. It's not actually right for us. The unpopular is better. And the reason why I said that, because we are unpopular. Because we are in the world, but we're not of the world. And it's to be truthful to understand that. Amen. Why would we want to be of the world? Amen. Those of the world is heading towards destruction. Why would we want to follow somebody on the edge of the cliff? If you see them falling off the edge of the cliff and you keep walking in the same way, you're going to fall off the edge of the cliff too. Amen. Hallelujah. So why do we do that? It's because we are deceived, because we are weak in our minds, and because the devil has blinded our eyes so that we're not able to see the light, hallelujah, of the truth. It is God's desire for us to be children of the light. And when you're children of the light, your light will shine bright. Your light will shine so bright that it will intimidate those in the darkness. Your light will shine so bright that it will hurt the eyes of those in the darkness. And they will not be able to touch you because your light will blind them. Even if they try to do something to try to harm you, they will not be successful. Why? It's because your light is shining so bright, amen, that it confused them. God will fight your battles for you. Just like Joshua that caused the sun to stand still, and amen, and the moon to not to move. And all day long, it confused the enemy. God even rained hailstones down from heaven, amen, and killed, amen, the enemies. Amen. So God has his own weapons that he will use. Consider the storms that is out there now. Consider the floods. Consider the earthquakes. Consider the hurricanes and that come in and out of season. That is God's weapon. He used the four winds of the earth, amen, of the universe.
if you read Revelation, you will see, hallelujah, that there are angels who control the weather. Amen. And he told them, do not release it yet until I tell you. But when he said release it, amen, nothing can stop it. Amen. Tornadoes, hurricanes, wind storms, the earth bellows up and have earthquakes and shake up everything in its path. Why? Because that is the weapon that the Lord is using, amen, to cleanse this earth. Amen. And it will be cleansed by fire. Hallelujah. And we who are children of the light will not be caught up in all of this, because the Lord will come down like a shout and the command of the angel. Gabriel will blow his horn. And when he blow his horn, that will be the day, amen, that we will be caught up, hallelujah, in glory, caught up in the heavens to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to get caught up, amen. Do you want to get caught up with me, amen, on this day? Well, it starts right now. Get caught up in the Lord, amen. When the rapture comes, don't you want to go with me, hallelujah. When the rapture comes, do you want to walk the golden streets with me? When the rapture comes, do you want to sing our victory song and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God, I finally made it. Do you want to sing that song? Not even the angels will be able to sing it, because it will be the song of overcomers. Amen. Do you want to be an overcomer? Hallelujah. Then let's be that overcomer. Stop doing the same thing. You can't overcome something if you continue to do that something. Be an overcomer for real. Be a real overcomer. Overcome those things that harm you. Overcome the things that destroy you. Overcome the things that hinders you from progressing and being the person that God has brought you into this life to be. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Pray. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let me slow down here. Hallelujah. I've got to slow down. I'm caught up right now. All right. Praise his name. Saints, I'm glad that you heard this message this evening. I pray that it has blessed each and every one of you and encouraged you, amen, to not to give up. Amen. Now, our next tribute for next Wednesday is this. Amen. Listen very carefully. God is a God of love. Matter of fact, he is love. But there are seven things that he hates. And I want you to research that and look it up. There are seven things that God hates. He just hates it. Amen. And the things that he hates, he does not want to have anything to do with whoever indulges in these seven. But there are seven acts, seven things that we have, amen, that he hates in us. So therefore, that is your clue. Look it up and you're going to have fun with it. Amen. I know you are. And it's going to be interesting to hear what you have come up with. Amen. Remember to keep our radio broadcast going. We need your contribution. Amen. For this is your ministry, not mine alone, but it's our ministry. And so my post office box is 85033 Westland, Michigan, 48185. Remember, if you can't send $20, send 10. If you can't send 10, send 5. If you can't send 5, send 1. Can you imagine how many can send that it would accumulate? Remember, we are all one. We're in unity. So let's keep our broadcast going, because it's not free. There's nothing free. Amen. Not even the water that we drink is free. Not even the air that we breathe is free any longer. Amen. And that's just the way it is. Amen. We have a spiritual side, amen, in church, and we also have a financial side, or we call it a practical side, in order to keep our ministry going. Amen. So remember,
Me and my wife, evangelists in prayer, hold us both up in prayer. Amen. Amen. And we want to let you know on her behalf as well that we love each and every one of you. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you and keep you, amen, in his hands. Good night to you all. Amen. And I will hear from you again very soon. May the Lord bless you. And remember, God can do what? He can do anything. Not something, but anything.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
Well, I know
he cannot fail.
It's all right.
And on his word.
Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
And we're bringing it.
All right,
God.